Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming for the festival of Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra ki, yes. Sachi Mata ki, yes. Sri Sri Gaur Nithai ki, yes. Gauranga! Hare Krishna. Before we start our today's discussion, the glory of Srila Prabhupada's movement and the movement of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I would like to narrate because there may not be time in the end. There was a Arab person who was from actually Lebanon. He was born in Lebanon, born in Palestine. On 8th July 1948. And, you know, in my childhood, always there was Lebanon, Syria, constant fights, Palestinians, and there was constant news all throughout my childhood. And then finally, the Lebanon got extinguished, and Palestine also got extinguished, and Yasser Arafat was always on news. So this Arab person moved to Lebanon, and then the opposite party bombed their refugee camp. So this Arab person's full family was in that refugee camp. In this bombing, all his family members died. And he fled to Germany. He was a native Arab devotee, Arab person. So in Germany, he met devotees. Maybe somewhere in late 60s and early 70s. And then he got initiation from His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada in 1973. And he was named as His Grace Ravanari Prabhu, the enemy of Ravana. So in the history of Vaishnavism, he was the first Arab Vaishnava. And then Srila Prabhupada was very happy with him, because Srila Prabhupada always said that anybody who will preach in Muslim countries, I will take the dust of their lotus feet. So Srila Prabhupada instructed him to preach in Arab countries. He's taking great risk, this devotee, started preaching, and he dedicated his life in serving the Arab countries, preaching actual Arabs. Because many people go to Arab countries. I also went to Arab countries, but I was preaching to Indians. But his sole focus was to only preach native Arabs, or Muslims, hardcore. So he faced great difficulties, great risk, and he would go to many Arab countries, and finally, you know, he was caught at one place, and they caught him, and they really tortured him like anything. Unbelievably tortured him. Then he nevertheless continued, even after that, with his ardent enthusiasm and dedication. Years later, he shifted to Canada. And he started one of his greatest legacy work, to translate all Prabhupada's literature in Arab language. Arabic language. You can note down, he has a website called www.ravanari.com. ravanari.com. He suffered many strokes, and his physical and intellectual capacities got minimized because of the torture and all the physical conditions. And many ISKCON sannyasis like Subhak Swami, Jayapataka Swami, and many stalwart initial disciples of Prabhupada knew him very well, He looked like an Indian Punjabi, very humble, keeping himself humble. But everybody knew his glories and he would always keep him in background. And on the Gaur Purnima day in Canada, which was 1st of March, we had yesterday, it was on 1st March by the timetable, this glorious devotee passed away. On 1st of March, on the Gaur Purnima day. The first Arab soldier of ISKCON and first Arab soldier Vaishnava in all over the history of mankind. And because of him, there is five countries where there is very vigorous preaching going on, and there are many Arab Vaishnavas, many are initiated. In the countries which are on fire right now, all of you know, in those countries, the preaching base was created by this divine personality called His Grace Ravanari Prabhu. So we express our deep sorrow, at the same time great joy, because such is the glory of our movement, Gaudiya Sampradaya. In Braj they call it Gaudeshwar Sampradaya. So no other movement in the whole world has such kind of substance in terms of Siddhanta. The best of Siddhanta in the whole creation is in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incorporated two best things of each Sampradaya into Gaudiya Sampradaya. And the Siddhanta is also all-encompassing and covering all aspects of philosophies which are available in the world. Achintya, Bheda, Abheda, Tattva. This is something superfluous to everything. It's inclusive of everything, at the same time above everything. So one is the Siddhanta, and second is the strict lifestyle and the format. Now in this so many years, we have visited many people who are from many walks of spiritualities. Not to minimize anybody or criticize anybody. But we can see when we go out, sometimes when we are within only, we may not be able to appreciate what is there within. But when we go out, we understand the glory of what is there within. So we need to go out to search what is best in within. So when we go out, we see the format that we have in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And specifically in Srila Prabhupada's shakha, branch, is unbelievable. Even a newcomer who came yesterday is also much higher on spiritual platform than many other people in the world. Because he knows Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Very important. He knows the holy name is the ultimate means. He gives up tea, coffee, onion, garlics, which are like too much, you know, to give up. But he's right from day one, he's following that. So the format is extremely important, because the person may leave. Srila Prabhupada left physically. The format is still there. You and me are still following the format given by Prabhupada. And the format will take it 10,000 years from now. Maybe we may be looking at it from some different planets that time. But we will see the format will continue. It has that potency. And third thing is the enthusiasm to preach the fallen conditioned souls, to save the suffering souls of this world. That commitment is there in this moment. So that is because of the commitment to go out of the way and serve the suffering people in the world. Suffering, ignorant, due to many reasons. That is there in this moment. And that conviction allows people to take such kind of risk. They may like to die while doing this service, but they will still go. We know the story of Ladini Mataji also. She was right in the battle. Right. She lived in temple complex, the most farthest village-like, you know, organic community in the organic atmosphere. But she was right in front. She took all bullets in her chest, from 15 bullets, and she surrendered her life, sacrificed her life. And such kind of guts, such kind of courage in a woman. Huh? And I'm giving only one example. There are so many people who have done that. In China, in Russia, in Arab countries, in the countries which are always on the fire from ages together. What brings that courage in the devotees? Because the acharyas have inculcated the value of the holy name and the philosophy in them. And the value that we are here not to live for ourselves. We are here to live for others' salvation. And in the process of trying to help others for salvation, we get salvation. That is our understanding. And it's a great understanding, very rare understanding that we have. We have by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj and the Acharyas. So, this is the occasion when we are celebrating Gaur Purnima, that actually we should meditate on the fortune that we have, on the connection that we have, to what kind of sampradaya we are connected. What kind of mercy is available in this sampradaya? This is time to ponder actually. Golokera Premadhara Harinama Sankirtana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the essence of Golok Vrindavan. Not something of Golok Vrindavan. The essence, sar. If he has to bring something in nutshell, he has brought that down when he came down. Golokera Premadhara. The love, the ocean of oceanic love, the most purest love, the most selfless love of Golok Vrindavan, which is exhibited there, which is experienced there. People live by that over there. Unlimited souls live there with Krishna and Radharani to experience that love, to give that love, to receive that love, and to have those loving pastimes. The essence of that whole existence is brought down here in the form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Very unbelievable things actually. Because in the previous incarnation, Sri Krishna allowed only gopis, not even Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj or Gwalbal or cowherd boys or cows or anybody. Only gopis. And exhibited the highest love for them, which a living entity can ever imagine to experience. He exhibited that to fullest extent for the period of one night of Brahma, which is 432 crores of years. So much time, but to exclusive group. But in this age, what he has done? That same essence of that Raslila, he has encapsulated in the 16-word Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And second thing he has done is he has made it available to each and everybody who is qualified or not qualified. Patre apatre na dekhila stane astan. Whether the place is yogya or not, or whether the person is eligible or not, he has made it publicly available to each and everybody. I mean, we may perform Harinam Sankirtan on the road, and many people just pass and they see, oh, what waste of time, or what noise, or what crazy people, so many things they may feel. But still, while they are thinking like this, or talking like this, they are hearing the holy name, which is the encapsulation of Gaulokera Premadhan. So much so that, when devotees are performing Kirtan on the road, it is said that, even after the kirtan may get over in few minutes and devotees may pass away and go away somewhere else. But whoever comes in that lane for the whole year will get the benefit of that kirtan which is performed there by devotees with sincere heart. And many things may happen on that road throughout the year. We may not explain here. But anybody who comes, passes by, they will get that benefit throughout the year. And again devotee will come there to perform the kirtan. So one may not even know what they are receiving, but they are receiving. That's why the birth in India is very fortunate, because in India very commonly it happens. In the Western world, You have to take a lot of permissions and a lot of restrictions, and it still happens by the mercy of Prabhupada. But the proportion of happening in India is much, much more. That's why the birth itself is very fortunate here. And then we further go to understand who is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vasudev Ghosh, yesterday Isolinus Radhanath Maharaj was mentioning about him and his brothers. How glorious they were actually. So Vasudev Ghosh wrote a bhajan. Jadi Gaur na hoite, tabe ki hoite, kemone dhoritam de. He has expressed his heart saying that if it was not for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then who would have explained us the essence of love? Essence of love of Brajbhumi. Essence of love between Radha and Krishna and the gopis. Brajera Yuvati. Brajera Yuvati Bhavera Bhakati. Who would have understood the devotion of gopis? What they had in their heart. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who actually, by his example, by his teachings, by his pastimes, exhibited the depth and the transcendental nature of the relationship between Krishna and gopis and Radharani. So such was the depth of love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that whenever he did anything, which is Leela of course, always Leela, what would happen? The birds and the beasts, they would suffer, not suffer actually, but they would experience the pangs of separation of love from Radha and Krishna. Pashupakhi jhure. The word jhure cannot be translated into English. Jhure means, you know, your heart is going through an experience of longing for the Lord in deep love, in pure love. Pashupakhi jhure and pashane vidare. There is no mechanism in science which can melt stone. This is one activity which melts the stone. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime. Shri Krishna's playing flute can also melt the stone. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he may not have to stand and play flute to melt, but just by the dint of performance of those loving pastimes, which are full of transcendental love and pleasure, the stones melt. That is the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Wild animals were transformed into Vaishnavas. We have lions, we have elephants, we have tigers, we have deers, we have rabbits, we have so many living entities living in the deep jungle. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking through Jagannath Puri via Jharkhand to Vrindavan, he was dancing and everybody first gathered and everybody first forgot their animosity and they embraced each other. Very rare this happens. In the history, in Puranas, we find many examples of Rishi Munis in their ashrams. All the enemy animals would embrace each other and live. Like Jajali Muni, like Hit Harivansha Goswami. So many examples are there. But in jungle, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing this, they were not only embracing, but they were chanting Hare Krishna like you and me. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They were chanting in human tongue the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They were singing in the tune of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And not only they were singing and dancing, but they were shedding tears of love while this was happening. It was such an ecstatic event of experience that the earth was in ecstasy and earth melted. And there were footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the elephants and tigers and lions. Even today there are footprints. Devotees go to have yatra there. To witness the reality. How the earth couldn't maintain her composure. She melted in ecstasy, Bhumi Devi. And allowed that pastime to be, you know, become memorable. Or maybe archived by her gesture of melting. Which allowed the footprints to be created. Then it reminds me of Vrindavan, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan. He came from Mathura. And he danced in ecstasy and entrance, because it is said when he left Jagannath Puri, he was so ecstatic
When he was walking in Jagarkhanda, his enthusiasm multiplied hundredfolds. When he came near Vrindavan, it was thousandfolds. And when he entered Vrindavan, it was 10,000 times. His ecstasy multiplied. He danced in ecstasy, then he met Sanodiya Brahmin, then he met so many people. Sanodiya Brahmin, he went to his home to take prasad, then he went further from his house. Sanodiya Brahmin accompanied him with Vallabhadra Bhattacharya. And they were entering forest of Vrindavan. At that time, the most unique thing happened. All the animals gathered, mainly cows, accompanied by deers and bulls and buffaloes and other animals. And they all started dancing in ecstasy. All of them started dancing and chanting the holy name. And the most unique thing happened. The birds came, started dancing. Peacocks spread their feathers. Cuckoos started swinging in sweet sound. The bees started humming in a very beautiful, melodious way. And the parrots and the sheep parrots and all animal, all the birds gathered and made beautiful, very, very beautifully audible sounds. And at that time, the trees offered Dandavat Pranam to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is not heard anywhere. You will not read anywhere in the whole history of all incarnations and all pastimes. That the trees fell down. They didn't die, or they didn't, hurricane smash them and they lost their life. They were fully alive and conscious. Just by hearing the sound of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became pure devotees and they fell down on the ground. And some of them trembled in ecstasy. And they shed their flowers and leaves at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some of them oozed honey and poured at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can you imagine this? This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it was difficult. All the cows were shedding tears. Many of them had their jaws open. Many of the calves had jaws open with dripping milk, which they had sucked just now from the udders of the cows. And their tails were raised, their ears were raised, their eyes were open, shedding tears of love. Milk was flowing from their udders. They were stunned, just at looking at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very great difficulty, the coward men separated them from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he went further, dancing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Everywhere he walked, the earth was trembling, earth was melting, creating footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes when you read, or sometimes when we read or somebody else reads, for example, they will say, what is there new in this book? Wherever he went, he chanted. Wherever he went, people got mad. Wherever he went, they ate food. And the descriptions of food. Well, what kind of spiritual literature is this? But you know, Mahaprabhu's literature, Mahaprabhu himself is Channa Avatar of the Lord. So Mahaprabhu's literature about him is also Channa literature. How? If you read it without understanding who is he, it looks like a very boring, repetitive, monotonous description. But if you know who is he, then everything becomes so deeply meaningful and deeply ecstatic. Then you want to know, when he danced in Paniyadi, what happened? Then you want to know, when he danced in Jagannath Puri, what happened? Then when he danced in on the forest, what happened? Everything is full of variety, full of nectar and full of depth and full of superlative happiness and bliss. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have to understand, we are so fortunate that the Lord chose to appear in our sampradaya, which we are now connected. That time when he appeared, it was not our sampradaya, we were somewhere else. We got connected to that sampradaya. That is our fortune. And why he has come, why he has appeared? Simply to deliver the fallen. Without taking any weapon, without keeping any enmity against any demons. Of course he was never inimical to any demons, but apparently he fought with them in other incarnations and killed them. But in this, he didn't even keep that kind of feeling, I have to come and vinashaya cha dushrutan, I have to kill them. It's not like that. In this incarnation, he only destroyed their demoniac propensity. Their core inside, which makes them demon, that he destroyed. And not only destroyed that, but simultaneously when he destroyed that, he poured pure nectar of love and ecstasy in their heart, instantly. No adho shraddha tata sadhu sangha, all 8-9 steps. Straight Krishna Prem, straight tears, straight choking up, straight hair standing on end, straight rolling on the ground in ecstasy, straight getting stunned. This kind of activities have been performed, which no other incarnations have done, as a strategy or whatever you say. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done this. Most amazing things. That's why Yamraj had to come down from Yamloka to believe what he has heard. How can this be possible? How this is possible? He was going in fainting condition again and again. So Brahmaji gave him lift on the swan carrier. In unconscious condition he was carried. In between he woke up, again he heard something, again he went unconscious. And right above the earth when he came, Brahmaji woke him up. Hari, wake up, see. What you can't believe, see yourself. These Jagai and Madhai are dancing in ecstasy, shedding tears of love, embracing the devotees. Tears of love are falling like torrents of rain from their eyes. So Yamraj had to believe. Such unbelievable things happened when Mahaprabhu Chaitanya came. So he gave only 2-3 conditions. If we want to become recipients of this kind of miraculous transformation, he said, just accept the holy name in life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. With full faith, please accept the holy name of the Lord. All that is required to be achieved in spiritual lives, in our devotional sadhanas, is included in this Mahamantra. One must chant with faith. With faith that the Lord is not different from this Harinam Mahamantra. He is very much there with full rasas and full pastimes. He is existing. Even if the Lord does not give shelter to us at His lotus feet, doesn't matter, the holy name is there to rescue us. That faith we must have. And second thing, do not commit sinful activities. This is what he told Jagai Madhai also. Only 2 things. And third thing is also, do not offend my devotees. That is something which is very, very deep subject. We will not touch today, but we should understand that. Chant the holy name with full faith, without performing any sinful activities, and do not hurt any devotees of Krishna. Whether they are new devotees, come yesterday only first time, whether they are 15-20 years junior to you, whether they are equal to you, whether they are senior to you, whether they are senior most to you. In fact, don't offend anybody for that matter. Because you don't know who is devotee, who is not devotee. Who is devotee in bird form, who is devotee in unmanifest form, who is devotee in full-blown form. Who will have time to analyze that? The best policy is that in a wholesale way, don't hurt anybody. Don't hurt any living entities in this world. Just, if you can't love them, at least be neutral to them. If you can, you love them. Be kind to them. That is the formula of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu's formula is that if he sees one tear at one opportune time sometimes in our ears, eyes, when we chant the holy name, he will offer himself to us. And what is the gift of Nityananda Prabhu? Nityananda Prabhu wants to give mercy and he sees you, then there itself you fall unconscious. And not one, hundreds of boys, they fell like, cards, how you put cards, 52 cards we put like a hut, and you give one punch to one card, and all the cards just fall down in a very snaky form. You have seen that? Like that these boys fell down, one after another, when he gazed upon them sequentially. And one time when he gazed at them, they got mad. And for 90 days they did kirtan. Only 90 days. No breakfast, no lunch, no sleep, no susu, nothing. 90 days, no demands. Complete in ecstasy. And when 90 days ended, they were wondering why this kirtan ended. This is very difficult to understand. So we'll not try to understand. We'll just accept it as it is. I mean, such kind of mercy is available in this sampradaya. I want to only tell that to you. So, today we are celebrating the Janmotsav of Sri Gauranga. Jagannath Mishra Festival, which is equivalent to Nandotsav. Nanda Maharaj celebrated in Nandagaon. So, you know, when Mahaprabhu Chaitanya appeared, all of you know that he appeared on the eclipse day. See the timing. He waited till 13 months and just caught the timing of Chandra Grahan, which is supposed to be inauspicious. So he showed the most inauspicious thing I will convert into most auspicious thing by my appearance. I will give that gift to the world through my appearance, that with that gift, every inauspicious event will be turned into most auspicious, most blissful and most transcendental, while that so-called inauspiciousness will continue to be in its own way. Right? So when the inauspiciousness, that means that Rahu thought that when the full moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is arising, what is the need of this moon? So he covered, and that is called eclipse. So that remained there. And everybody, agnostics, non-believers, believers, devotees, Vaishnavas, he called, name them, everybody was resounding the holy name, either sincerely in crying mood or in teasing mood or in mockery. They were all engaged in chanting the holy name. That is the power of Mahaprabhu's arrival. And then when this happened, he appeared under the neem tree. The demigods started dancing in the sky. There are specialist demigods, Gandharvas. They started singing with Apsaras. Then there is Yaksha Kinnara Kimpurusha Vidyadhara Charanas. They all started dancing, singing, playing instruments, dundubis, showering flowers. They were in ecstasy. They blew conch shells, flutes and horns. Many demigods disguised as Brahman and Brahmanis and started visiting the house of Jagannath Mishra. Sachi Mata, you can imagine, she is a very simple, and it is explained, is a poor Brahman and poor Brahmani. And Mahaprabhu Gauranga has taken birth in the courtyard. So many people came. All the villagers came. And you know, they were so nice people that they knew all villagers. But these Brahman Brahmanis, they didn't know. So Sachi Mata kept on wondering, who is she? Who is he? Who is she? Who is he? But you know, in such a joyous occasion, you can't ask, who are you? So she didn't ask. She kept wondering. They came, they got gifts, they gave blessings, and they went away. Kept her bewildered only. Then Nilambar Chakravarti came and observed 32 divine symbols on the body of Gauranga. One Brahmana, who was elevated Brahman, saintly personality, he said, he is Narayan himself. He will establish essence of all dharma. He will initiate a preaching movement and he will deliver the whole world. Even stubborn atheists will chant the holy name and worship his feet. Jagannath Mishra was not so rich actually, but in the mind he gave millions of cows donations. Gaudan and Dhanadan he gave. Neighboring women came to see the Brahmana ladies. The Brahmana ladies were touching him with kusha grass and sprinkling akshata tinged with haldi, turmeric powder. And Advaita Acharya started dancing with Haridas Thakur in ecstasy, not knowing how they felt like. Others didn't know why they are dancing. They did great charity in wherever they were. And the neighboring ladies said he was born under neem tree, so we should call him Nimai. Sachi Mata thought he is born under neem tree, so he named as Nimai. Some people felt to save him from ghosts and other bad omens will chant and give him name as Nimai, because neem tree is, you know, like an antidote. No ghosts and other elements can stay near neem tree. It's a very auspicious, powerful tree. And other lady said, he is like Krishna only, everything is like Krishna, but simply he is golden color. So we'll call him Gaur Hari. Gaur Hari! So next day, Sita Thakurani arrived. You know, Advaita Acharya was a very great, famous, aristocratic personality living in Shantipur. Before that he lived sometime in Vrindavan, where he meditated and prayed, and in front of him erupted Sri Madan Gopalji, which he later on gave to Purushottam Chaturvedi. And he went to Shantipur because he knew Lord is appearing very soon. He got some internal feelings. And he started dancing, and next day in palanquin his wife came to Navadvip Yogapeet. She was so aristocratic, she bought many, many gifts. She got scented oils, grains, tiger nails for protection of a small child. And she gave all these gifts, oils, grains, and many, many auspicious things to this baby and give him blessings. It is the custom of holy place like Navadvip and Vrindavan not to ask anything from the Lord, but to give the Lord. There are many temples in Vrindavan today also. They say, don't ask anything from our Lord. If you have anything, don't ask. Just give blessing to our Lala. So this is the same mood Navadvip Vasis had. They only came and gave blessings. Long live you, child, long live. You are giving Dirghayu Bhava, Ashirvad. Then Malini and Srivas Pandit came from close by and they blessed the child. When he was born, immediately after that he started crying. Everybody started doing many things, but they did not help. And they started doing Haridam Sankirtan and the baby smiled. So then this became a habit. Whenever he would cry, they would chant Hare Krishna. But then what they did, some of them, they made him cry and they did Hare Krishna. Some of them troubled him a little bit here and there so that he would cry and they can sing Hare Krishna. That's how all his childhood from day one, his house was Harinam Sankirtan party. Constant Harinam, not on loudspeaker, but devotees were neighboring ladies constantly chanting Harinam at his home. So every moment he was telling everybody about his mission, why he has come. Right from he was small baby, just born. Then one time, and also along with that, all the ladies would sing Aparajita Stotra. Stotra to demigoddess for protection. Nasimha Stotra and many other stotras for protecting the child. So his house was always resounded with many, many mantras. One time, it was afternoon time, small baby in the lap, just born, infant baby. Jagannath Mishra was taking rest in the house. And Sachi Mata was sitting in the near courtyard of the house. Suddenly, some foot soldiers came. Behind them, some demigods came, effulgent with crowns and so much of light and divinity. And the soldiers came and demigods came and just lifted the baby from the arms, from the lap of Sachi Mata. Brought him to the courtyard. Put up a golden table. Nice vessel. Put him in that. And started doing abhishek with celestial milk and yogurt and honey and everything. Just started chanting hymns. Devarishis chanting hymns. And they did a very gala, elaborate abhishek. And Sachi Mata was like, she was so bewildered. She wanted to call out Jagannath Mishraji, Pati, Pati, but her voice was choked up. She wanted to run and call him and wake him up, but her body was stunned. She could not move an inch. And she was like, big eyes, open mouth, stunned, choked up voice, stunned body, was watching, watching and watching. And finally, Abhishek was over. They cleaned the baby and they wore him nice dresses and they let the baby on the ground and they collected Charanamrita, drank the Charanamrita. Charanamrita was spilling over the ground also. The baby was walking on the ground and she heard a ching, 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 beautiful sound of ankle bells. While she saw and she knew that she had not worn ankle bells to Nimai. And the most wonderful thing what Nimai did, he turned behind and told demigods, chant Hare Krishna. And all of them started chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And such a beautiful kirtan with demigods playing instruments and dancing and responding and singing. It was so ecstatic that Sachi Mata actually went in ecstasy and she fell unconscious and fell down. And a big sound happened. You know, sometimes when we fall on, and with that sound Jagannath Mishra woke up and he came running out. And instantly everything, all the sin disappeared. So she, now she could speak. She was trembling and her voice was trembling. She said, Pati, Pati, you see, everybody came here, they were dancing, they were abhishek. She said, nothing is there. No symptoms of any droplets of abhishek here falling down. Nothing, there is no footprints walking in the abhishek water. Again, ching, ching, ching. They both of them heard, and Nimai, who was not able to walk, he was in the lap still, he was in infancy. He was walking and coming to her, and voice was coming of the ankle bell, which was not worn by him. She took him very in her lap, And she said, Pati, is it a dream? He said, yes, it is a dream. But I saw it with my own eyes. No, it must be a daydream, he said. Then everybody came running and they offered mantras and prayers and auspicious mantras and prayed for Nimai. And it's not one time. Many times demigod would come and visit in the form of shadow. They would come. Sometimes invisibly they come. Sometimes the shadows would move in such a way that the thief is coming and stealing something and running away. Like those shadows would move. You may feel some thieves are coming and stealing things from here. After 1 month of birth, there was a Niskramana Vidhi. Niskramana Vidhi, you know, the time, sometimes 30 or 40 days after birth, the woman doesn't go. She lives in a darkish kind of area, room, and she is served there only. Everything is done there only. And after that period is over, the lady goes out of the house. This was performed from Madhvacharya also. Everybody, all great people. So Sachi Devi, after this period of Niskramana, she went out of the house. She went to the temple. She bathed in Ganga. She worshipped Ganga. She worshipped demigods, worshipped demigoddesses with her friends. And she visited Shashti Devi Mandir and did pujan there also. And she returned home and donated to all her friends who accompanied her flat rice, puffed rice, sindoor, vermilion, betel nuts, betel leaves. These are all auspicious items. Oil and many grains and many things. After 4 months, it was observed that Nimai had grown up a little bit. Started crawling, started walking on the knees. And he would go in the kitchen and scatter everything. Rice, dals and oil and ghee and all the items, whey and dal and oil, everything he would spread around. And then he would start crying. And Sachi Mata would come running and she would see, oh, some thief must have come. And he must have tried to steal things and in the process the baby must have cried. And they would try to pacify him. But they didn't know he was the one who was doing all these activities. They would chant mantras. They would chant mantras to protect him. At 6 months' time, they held Namakaran Vidhi. Nilambar Chakravarti, who was the maternal grandfather of Gauranga, he came and he gave name Vishwambhar, saying that he would be in future protecting and maintaining the whole universe. He will take the full, what do you call, boj in English? Burden of the whole universe. So he will be called Vishwambhar. But the household ladies and Sachi Mata, they had different opinion. They wanted to keep name Nimai. So Jayapataka Maharaj explains that even in those days there was difference of opinion between men and women. So he compromised. He said, okay, you call him at home unofficially Nimai Gaurahari Gauranga, and officially in the schools and other matters you will call him as Vishwambhar. And the matter was settled there. So Nimai, at the same day, at one place it mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's at the end of 1 year. But in other scriptures it gives at end of 4 months when Namakarana Vidhi was performed. And some other scriptures is mentioned when Annaprashana was taking place, that time this happened. What happened? They placed four kinds of things. Rice, Srimad Bhagavatam, variety of coins, silver, gold and copper coins, and weapon, so many things, in different directions. And they let the baby go. Jayapataka Maharaj explains that, why different kind of coin? Why only not one kind of coin? Because by picking up some kind of coins, they will know he is a big spender or a small spender. If he picks up gold coins, that means he is a big squanderer of money. He will sell and buy things like that. But baby Nimai crawled straight to Srimad Bhagavatam and embraced Srimad Bhagavatam. Some panditas said that he'll become a great pandit. But the householders and family members said that he'll become great Vaishnava, who will preach the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam to everybody. Same event can be viewed in different ways when there is difference in consciousness. This is the proof of that. Then Mother Sachi Mata and Nimai started playing hide and seek. Gauranga would hide and say, Mother, Mata, find me. Some other will say, I can't see you, where are you? Then he would say, see me, I'm here, and he would run away. And she would say, where are you, Nimai? And then finally he would come from behind and pull her sari and say, I'm here, mama, I'm here. And then she would grab him and put him on the breast for sucking breast milk and laugh like anything. One time I was playing like this, hide and seek, Nimai got very angry and she suddenly slapped his mother. And what is baby's hand? Already it is like butter, you know, Nityananda, Gauranga, their body is like, if you take a fresh leaf, churn butter and you do like this, your fingers will meet. Is that true? Like that their bodies were. They would feel, when they would lift Nityananda and Gauranga, they would feel that, oh, our fingers would hurt him. So soft his body is, our fingers will hurt him if we lift him. So that kind of hand he slapped his mother with. But his mother fell unconscious. You can imagine? The mother fell unconscious. And all the girls, ladies, neighboring ladies were there and they said, oh, your mother fell down. You hit her. It's an offense. So baby Nimai got worried. Said, how to get my mother conscious again? So they said, you go out and bring two coconuts. So immediately baby went out with toddling feet. And within few minutes he came with two big coconuts. They were all wondering from where he got coconuts. And then they said, you offer this to your mother and call her. Call her to wake up. So he gave the coconut to mother and called her, mama, mata, mata, wake up. And she woke up. And then they said, you ask for forgiveness from her. So he fell at the feet of Sachi Mata and said, I am very sorry, mother. I will not do it again. One time there was Ekadashi. Huh? Hare Krishna. One time there was Ekadashi and baby Nimai started crying. We wanted to pacify him. They gave him sweetmeats, they gave him sandesh, but he would not take. He was crying louder and louder and louder. Then Jagannath Mishra came and asked, what happened? Please tell us what we can do for you. So he said, I want to go to Godruma at the home of Hiranya and Jagadish Pandit. They were the associates of Nityananda Prabhu. Later on they became very nice. So now they can't ask why you want to go to Swarup Ganj. But because he's crying so much. As I told you earlier also, when baby cries like Krishna, like Balaram, like Nityananda, like Gauranga, everything becomes standstill. All the cows, bulls, all the machines, everything stands still. Till the crying is stopped. The whole focus is how to pacify the baby. So when he's crying, there's no question why Swarup Ganj, why not Rudradweep, why not Kanayana Chala, nothing like that. So Jagannath Mishra lifted him on his shoulder. He's a very simple village man. Walked all the way to Swarup Ganj. Today also we walk there, remember? We go to Godruma by boat. There are two kinds of area. One goes to Navadweep, one goes to Godruma. So he went there, boarded the boat with Nimai on his shoulders, went to Swarup Ganj and went to the home of Hiranya and Jagadish Pandit. And there was a big feast being offered to their deities. And he asked, what is the function today? He said, today is the first anniversary of our deities. So every year, I know, this is the anniversary of our deities. So every year on this day we offer a big feast. So Jagannath Mishra was surprised. Okay, how this baby boy knows? So he told in the ears of Jagadish and Hiranya that he was saying that I want to go to the home of Hiranya and Jagadish. So Hiranya and Jagadish immediately came to know he must be Supreme Personality of Godhead. How else he would know? As a small baby, they offered him all prasadam, which they offered in the feast quantity. And baby Nimai enjoyed by eating everything nicely. One time the snake came in the courtyard of Sachi Mata. And as soon as the snake came, this baby started running behind the snake and held the tail of the snake. Now, if your baby would do that, do you know what would happen to you? You would not go to the snake, because if you go, the snake will get agitated and bite the baby, so you would not like to go near the snake, but your heart will be palpitating and thumping. What the baby is doing. Hey, don't do it. If you want to shout also, because you shout, the snake will get agitated. So this boy was running and running and holding. As soon as he held the tail, the snake became coiled. And he went to sleep in between the coil, very peacefully. Everybody is chanting mantras, palpitating, this baby is sleeping very peacefully. He started chanting, Garuda, Garuda, please come and chase the snake away. Baby is sleeping very peacefully. After some time the baby woke up and the snake got uncoiled and he went away. Again baby ran behind the snake and the snake ran very fast. That snake was Anantashesh, the very incarnation of Nityananda, Man Balram. The snake wanted to serve his Lord the way he serves in Kshirasagara and Garbhodaka Sagara. So he came to witness the baby form of the Lord and to serve him as he would serve otherwise. Then the thieves came one time at the house of some nice festivity was going on and the baby was playing here and there. And there's two thieves came and they saw this baby was bedecked with so many jewels. So many dazzling jewels everywhere, right from the head to ears to neck to the waist belt and to the body, everywhere. Moving very, very gloriously and making sound gloriously and dazzling. They thought, this will be our last thievery. Last theft. Once we will rob this baby, we will retire, take voluntary retirement. So they thought, we will kidnap this baby. So they tempted the baby. You like to have sandesh, you like to have sweetmeats, we'll give you sweetmeats. And the baby came. Said, yes, I want to eat sandesh. So they gave him some sandesh. Said, we will take you to some good shops where we'll buy you some better sandesh and better sweetmeats. So they came, take me. They immediately put him on the shoulder and they took him to market and he was walking, walking, walking. They were in tension because this boy was quite effulgent and attractive. So they were feeling they will be caught. So they were running, running. Suddenly the baby asked, where are the sweetmeats? You told me you'll take me to new shop. So they had to turn to a shop and buy some sweets and give the baby. And they immediately started going towards their home. And they went and went and went and long time they walked and they finally came to their home. And they thought, now we will go in the house. And nicely, hidingly, we'll steal the baby, we'll keep on feeding sandesh and keep on removing all the jewelry. And they put the baby down to enter their house and suddenly Jagannath Mishra came. So they thought it's their house, but he actually made them circle the whole city and bring them to his house only. In the meantime, Sachi Mata, Jagannath Mishra and the gopis and the neighboring ladies, they were searching where Nimai went. They were all panicky. They were searching here and there. Suddenly he comes in and starts running inside. And they just grab him and said, where baby, where you are? He said, these two men, they brought me back. So they thought, oh, baby Nimai must have gone out of the house and got lost in the crowd. And these two men must have brought him back to put him back in his house in safe hands. So they wanted to give gifts and nice ornaments and nice sweetmeats to those two. But those two people were running far distance. They were calling him, hey, come, come, come. But they were running far. They thought that they want to catch him. And here Jagannath Mishra is thinking, I want to give sweetmeats and upahar to them, gifts to them, reward to them because they saved my baby from danger. So like that, Nimai bewildered the thieves and had a nice ride of whole Navadvip. I mean, Antardvip, and he came back to his own house. Then one time, mother gave him sandesh. And instead of eating sandesh, he dropped it down and went to the courtyard and started eating dirt. So mother said, hey, Brahmin boy, what are you doing? You are eating dirt. So what is there? Everything comes out of earth. The cows eat the grass. The grass turns into milk. The milk is boiled. And then milk is whatever processes. We make sandesh. So what is the difference? The dirt and the sandesh is not different. So the mother came and the long discussion is there where mother explained how we have water and put in some space, it falls down, but we have earthen pot and the water stays and we can drink the water. And how if we eat dirt we will get sick, but when we eat sandesh we will not get sick, we will give nourishment. So she actually taught him the principle of difference between monism and Vaishnava Siddhanta. She said, thank you mother, I am very grateful to you. Because you taught today the great science of understanding, I have become more clever. And he ate sandesh and went in the lap of his mother and drank her breast milk. बोलो गौरांग महाप्रभु की। देन ही स्टार्टेड वॉकिंग फर्दर, बिकमिंग रेस्टलेस. वॉट एवर ही सॉ ही स्टार्टेड ईटिंग. ही वेंट टू नेबर्स एंड ही स्टोल थिंग्स. ही एट फूड देयर. ही वुड समटाइम्स इफ देयर वॉज नो फूड टू स्टील देन ही वुड पिंच बेबीज and put water in their ears and make them cry and run away. But still the neighbors were very attached to him. Whenever he would come, they would give him something. And he would gather everything, eat on the way something, and remaining things he would come and give those ladies who would chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in his house. Even as a baby, he was appreciating those who were chanting the holy name regularly in her house. Then they would give him banana and sandesh, would run back home and chant Hari Hari and give them the gifts. And one time he was playing, little bigger boy was wandering around, and at the bank of Yamuna Ganga, they found many puppies. And they selected puppies for themselves. And they started playing. And mother called Nimai, please come home, come home. So instead of coming alone, he came with the puppy home. Now, they are Brahmins, so Brahmins don't keep puppies at home. So he brought the puppy right away. In the meantime, in the bank of Yamuna, he kissed the puppy, hugged the puppy, he did every possible loving activity to the puppy. And the puppy became attached, he became attached to puppy, everybody started fighting with him. They thought, you chose the best puppy and you gave other puppies to us. So they were like quarreling. In the meantime, mother called in the quarrel, in the middle of the quarrel. So he took the puppy and brought home. And mother started chastising him. What kind of a boy you are? You are a Brahmin. You shouldn't be touching dogs like this. You will get contaminated. Now you keep the dog here. Go and take bath in Yamuna, get Ganga and get pure and come back. He said, no, I can't leave my puppy. So mother said, I will keep the puppy. No, you protect the puppy nicely. Tie the puppy. I'll come back. So she apparently showed him that I'm tying the puppy. He made sure tied puppy is tied and he went to take bath. Again the boys met him, they started fighting with him, and then he took bath and he came back, and mother immediately let the puppy free. And the puppy left home. Baby Nimai came home and said, where is my puppy? Where is my puppy? He said, no, puppy was playing, puppy went away, I don't know where puppy went. Started crying and crying and crying, and then she put her to breast and he drank breast milk and he went to sleep. In the meantime the puppy left home, he went to the marketplace, and because of the touch of Gauranga, he raised his two arms in the air and started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He started dancing. Everybody started leaving their shops and joining this puppy Sankirtan. Puppy was leading in between, so small. Everybody was taller than puppy, raising hands and chanting and dancing. And by the time the puppy reached the bank of Ganga, there was a huge crowd, like a big Sankirtan party. And puppy was still chanting Hare Krishna. And suddenly puppy fell down and died. Instantly. Amazingly and surprisingly. And that was not less surprise. The puppy assumed four-armed Vishnu-dutta form of Vaikuntha man. We became effulgent, holding all four weapons and crown and pitambar. And this is not less surprise. Vaikuntha Viman came. And four Vishnu Dutas were there on the plane. They welcomed this new entrant with great respect on the Viman. And in front of eyes of everybody of Navadvip, the Viman went to Vaikuntha. Bolo Gaurang Mahaprabhu ki! Whoever comes in contact with Gauranga Mahaprabhu, directly or indirectly, through sound vibration, through darshan, through eyes or through ears, he will get such kind of transformation. We have to have faith. With faith, all these miraculous transformations will take place. And as the time is ending, we also need to end. Anyway, we have 2 minutes. We'll utilize those 2 minutes. Then he grew up a little bit. I must tell one pastime without fail. They were playing in the river background, river ground, and then what happened? One coward boy said, my mother is calling you to our house. I said, why is that? Because I am like your brother. So Chaitanya Gaurang Mahaprabhu was a Brahmin and he was a Vaishya, coward boy. So how am I your brother? So he said, your mother calls my mother as younger sister. She treats her as younger sister, that's why you are my brother. Okay, so I'll come to your house. So Mahaprabhu was walking towards his house, Gauranga. Suddenly at the bank of, they were walking by the side of Ganga, so suddenly they stopped. And lots of cows were there. Lots of cows with their calves. And they were all like, you couldn't make out by looking at them, they are all scared. They are trembling and they are like restless looking here and there, big eyes. So Gauranga asked that boy, why these cows are like this? So they all are scared. Why they are scared? Because there is a crocodile in river Ganga. And they're wondering how to drink water. As if you go there, the crocodile may come out and kill us and eat us. So Gauranga said to the boys who were walking with him, start kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Immediately the crocodile came up on the surface and started dancing on the surface of the water, accompanying, participating in the kirtan. And the crocodile danced for a long time at the surface of the water of Ganga. Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. And suddenly the crocodile came out of the water straight to the lotus feet of Gauranga and touched the feet of Gauranga. Nobody could imagine that. Suddenly it happened. And suddenly the crocodile became a demigod. 5-year-old demigod. Baby demigod. So Gauranga asked, what happened? Who are you? So the boy said, I am from Indraloka. I was a naughty boy. And one time I was playfully, naughtyfully, I was going around. I saw one sadhu sleeping with his jata open. So I felt, let us have some fun. So I cut his jata. Soon I came to know he was Durvasa Muni. And Durvasa Muni, you know how he is, very angry, and he cursed me. That you become crocodile, because crocodiles like to cut. So you become crocodile. So I was like very sorry, I was crying. He said, oh Muni, I'm a small baby, you know, I was playful, I didn't know you're Durvasa, please forgive me, please save me. Durvasa said, I'm sorry, whatever I said will happen, but I will give you a ushap, will give you a discount. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu will come in Navadvip, you will be the crocodile there in the waters of Ganga. And when you will touch his feet, you will regain your form. So that is why I came running out. I am waiting here for ages, right, from many Satyayugas. I am waiting here to have you. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in how many? One in 1,000 Kali Yuga he comes. So which Satyayuga, which Yuga he must have got this baby pastime, nobody knows. I mean the 5-year demigod baby pastime. So today I am delivered. So immediately, Viman came from Swargaloka, Indraloka. And there were mother and father of that baby boy. And said, you naughty boy, what are you doing? We are searching you for a long time. Come along now, immediately. So they took him Viman, and took him to Indraloka. So this pastime is there in Prema Vivarta, written by Jagadananda Pandit. And Swarup Damodar, when this happened, they were writing, that time Swarup Damodar said, hey, why you write this pastime in your book? This such kind of pastime should not write. Jagadananda said, you mind your business. You write your own book and you write whatever you want to write. Whatever you don't want to write, don't write there. But in my book, I will write whatever I want. So this is a pastime written by Jagadananda Pandit. And many, many beautiful, sweet pastimes are there in Prema Vivarta, written by Jagadananda Pandit. So this brings us to the end of our class today. But suffice to remember, these pastimes are very instructive and very deep. And in each and every pastime, the message of the holy name is there. We all should gather that holy name, message of the holy name, with great love, in the company of devotees. We should chant the holy name, because when we chant the holy name in the company of devotees, what happens? Yatra gayanti madbhakta, tatra tishtami narada. The Lord is there, and in the company of the Lord, we will feel the ecstasy of chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Hare Krishna. Devotees are still required in kitchen for feast cooking. They need help. If someone is interested, they can go there. Also, there is another announcement.